you know, all of the times and whatnot. You can buy tickets there. You can also go through the New Hazlet and purchase tickets there. But for the things that are not at the New Hazlet, you do have to go through our website too.
Well, thanks. That was the voice of Marianne Cornetti, and before you heard Alicia J. Yorba. Thanks to both of you for being here today from Pittsburgh Festival Opera.
Thanks, Larry.
Thank
it's
you.
A pleasure.
Bring me your tired who yearn to be free. I will give hope to the hopeless of thee. That's what the sign says, the one that we hung in New York on the island when the country was young. It says, come to America, come hear the noise, the passion, the color in the American. I've seen the promise in the dawn's early light, and I've heard the miracle coming to me tonight. I've been to the harbor where the green lady stands, high up in her hands. I've been to places where the people would give all that they have just to come here to live. To come to America, come hear the noise, the passion, the color, the American voice. I've seen the promise in the dawn, and I've heard the miracle coming to me tonight. Well, there's them who would tell you that the whole thing's gone wrong, and there's them who will say it won't last very long. But it's easy to tear down, it's easy. There's a brittle brown parchment in a little glass case that people still line up to read. There's a star-spangled poet in the midst of a war whose question keeps planting the seed. Oh, say, can you see? In the dawn's early light, and I've heard the miracle coming to me. It says, come to America, come hear the noise, the passion, the color in the American voice. I've seen the promise in the dawn's early.
That's Jay Hitt. Birthdays are coming up right now.
Happy 4th of July!
And happy birthday today to Anna Marie Hart of Aspinwall, Isadora of Mount Lebanon, and hello to Isabel. Tommy of Dormont, Ben in Westview from Colin, Donna of Harmony from Nancy, Rebecca of Greenfield from Jim and Carla, and the whole family. Tomorrow we have Samantha of Rhode Island, Caitlin of Dormont, Ivy of Indiana, David from your family, Jenny and Mars, Chelsea of Manesson from Steve, Melissa, and Sarah, and Joanna of Brookline from Sally and Scott. Coming up on the 4th of July, we have Rick and Trafford, Barb of Point Breeze, Alexandra from Mom Melissa, Charlie, Emily from Brian and Moon, James and Washington from Nellie, Jeff, brother of Skip, and Alexis of Greensburg from Mom and Dad, and Jacob. On July 5th, we have Rue of Penn Hills, Lila of Mount Lebanon, Gia of Bridgeville, Sean Miller up in Oil City, Pennsylvania. He's turning the speed limit in some roads. And Brody, your grandparents really love you. Grandma Linda and Grandpa Fred wanted to be sure we wished you a happy birthday today. Happy birthday, Brody. Also, Leif and Denora. On July 6th, we have Patrick in Moon, Andre in Canfield, Ohio, from your family, Kurt in Mount Lebanon, R.T. Duck in Mount Lebanon, Spencer of Knox, Joey of Ben Avon, and Adam of Squirrel Hill. On July 7th, we have Oscar of Hookstown, Nicola of Point Breeze from Christopher, Betsy of Glen Willard, and John of Brentwood. On July 8th, we have Ian, Lydia of Ross, and Leonard, all celebrating birthdays. Send your birthdays to us, and we will be happy to announce them right here.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us their birthday information and address, and SLB will mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs, and send a card too. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org or P.O. Box 100092, Pittsburgh, PA 15233.
Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and slbradio.org/radio.
On a 4th of July, at a country fair, a man went up in a balloon. He was to go right up through the clouds and take a circle around the moon. When he got up about 10 miles high, the gas in his balloon went out. He came out of that parachute, he returned to hear a loud shout.
I ain't got no feather beds, land on when I fall. We dive in the river, we land on the city hall. But the best of all that I ever land on, be a house of ostrich.
There are your Red Clay Ramblers at the Saturday Light Brigade. And 4th of July at a country fair.
Pear Networks joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pear Networks provides website hosting and domain registration to people from around the world. More information is available at pear.com. That's P-A-I-R.com.
Our solar concert series begins this Thursday, and I hope to see you. I hope you'll join me as I get a chance to welcome our first group, Miss Freddy's Home Cookin' Band. They'll be on hand with a mix of gospel, blues, classic rock, country, and more at Buell Community Park, just upstairs and outside of our studios here at the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. You can join us every Thursday at 12:15, starting this Thursday, July 7th, and all July and August long. Go to slbradio.org for additional information about our solar concert series, made possible as a collaboration involving SLB, the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, and Nova Place, powered by Zero Fossil. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Are you one of those folks that waits in bed until guess who comes around? Well, it's time to get out of bed in that case. Because we are indeed about to play Guess Who. And the initials are about to be given to you. You know how Guess Who works. You can guess as many times as you would like. We have one particular person in mind. Could be a man, a woman, somebody real, somebody fictitious. Maybe it's somebody from the world of literature, music, television, film, Broadway, history. No matter who it is, we think it's a name you probably will have heard before. This week's initials are L R. L R. That's L is in Liberty Borough, and R is in Ross River. R or L R. L is, that's the first one. L R. L is in Liberty Borough and R is in Ross River. Those are not hints, just ways to make sure I got the letters across to you. Let the guessing begin. 412-200-5975 by telephone or text. Or 1-888-752-7234. I'll let you know how guesses are coming in and what some of the incorrect LRs are, as we work to narrow it down. Good luck to you as we play Guess Who. A lot of the fun is seeing how many notable LRs we might be able to come up with. Nick in New York City is always a great Guess Who player. His first guess is Lucy Ricardo. It's not Lucy Ricardo. I'll see your Lucy Ricardo and raise you a Lionel Richie. Not Lionel Richie. Russ in North Carolina sent in lots of guesses. I'll just mention a few to begin with. Lou Rawls and Lou Reed. It's not either Lou Reed. Not Lou Reed, the bluegrass person. Or Lou Reed from Take a Walk on the Wild Side. By the way, Guess Who is a great way to actively participate for the very first time. Maybe make your first phone call or first text. George is in Franklin, and he guessed Larry Richard. Not Larry Richard. Who's known really as Larry Richard. Let me see, can I do him? I don't... Larry Richard. That's about right. It's not him. We might owe him a nickel for saying his name. That's a good guess. Not him, though. 412-200-5975. Nick just guessed Louise Rainer, not her. Another guess of Larry from Martha and Bill in Stanton Heights. Larry Richard, that is. Jim in Crafton Heights has Lionel Richie, and also the correct answer. Mike and Mars has Lance Reddick, and one I will have to look up, Lenny Riefenstahl, Luke Riefenstahl, just popped into my head. It's not him. 412-200-5975. Keep the guesses coming in. Our initials are LR for today's Guess Who. Aline in Maine, you just got it correct. Jim in New Wilmington just came up with the one we were thinking of. Victor is in Las Vegas, Nevada. Good morning, Victor. He has a guess of Little Richard. A great guess, not who we have in mind, though. Also not Leon Redbone or Leon Russell, nor is it Lee Remick or Lynn Redgrave, Leanne Rimes, or the Lone Ranger. Bruce was ready to guess Larry Richard, who is a great guy. Larry, it's a rare combination of a genuinely nice guy and a very talented one. It's not Larry, nor is it Leon Redbone. Bruce, your other guess is correct. Chaplain Steve has Lionhearted Richard and Little Richard and Lionel Richie. None of those is correct, but all good guesses. Mike is in Mount Lebanon, and Mike, you just got the correct answer. Thank you for being with us. 412-200-5975. We are playing Guess Who, and the initials are LR. LR. Any name you've heard me give is not the correct answer. And we've had a few correct ones. Here's Jeffrey, who just guessed Lionel Richie. Not him, but a good guess. Anna just got the correct answer, playing along on Facebook. nicely solved.
Out for a walk round the block, and I saw a sign in your front lawn, shaming any soul who doesn't stand for an anthem. When behind your grill was a post with a tattered cloth worn and wilted, there were holes in the stars and the colors were gone for fading. But all you ever do is criticize, say this country is one of two sides. You seem awfully proud of being hard, while old glory falls apart in your backyard. Out for a ride where my friends reside, and I saw a flowery cross for a boy who was scared and shot in the back while running. And his mama lives with his memory, and she's keeping that alive. But it seems for you, that boy, he had it coming. 'Cause all you ever do is criticize, say this country is one of two sides. And you seem awfully proud of being hard, while old glory falls apart in your backyard. You seem awfully proud of being hard, while old glory falls apart in your backyard. Well, I don't need a sword and shield to prove that I'm a man, or down by the riverside I will stand. Oh, I don't need a sword and shield to prove that I'm a man, down by the riverside I will stand. And I don't need a hammer to sound the bells of truth, down by the riverside I will stand by you. No, I don't need a hammer to sound the bells of truth, or down by the riverside I will stand by you. This is not a heavy load if we go hand in hand, down by the riverside I will stand. Oh, this is not a heavy load if we go hand in hand, oh, down by the riverside I will stand. I don't need a sword and shield to prove that I'm a man, oh, down by the riverside I will stand. Oh, a sword and shield to prove that I'm a man, oh, down by the riverside I will stand. Oh, I don't need a sword and shield to prove that I'm a man.
That's Lexis Marie Thompson, otherwise known as Old Whitetail, and that's from an appearance on SLB on my birthday, December 7th, 2019. Little did we know Alexis would become employed here under the name of Alexis Thompson. We are still looking for your participation as we play Guess Who? 412-200-5975. A lot of guesses are coming in. LR are the initials we are playing with. Charlie, good morning. Leon Russell, great guess. Well done, Charlie, with that guess. Not him, though. Linda just got the correct answer. Chaplain Steve has Lucy Ricardo, Lisa Robertson, and the little redheaded girl from Charlie Brown. Not any of those. Nick and Mars has Leonard Rosenman, or Rosenman, probably. An American film, TV, and concert composer. I would not have known him. He did the music for Star Trek IV and Beneath the Planet of the Apes, among other works. Ross and Glenshaw has a guess of Leah Marie Remini, an American actress who played the character Carrie on The King of Queens. Not who he had in mind, but a good guess. Mike in Mount Lebanon did get the correct answer. And Bruce has the correct answer. Aline in Maine. Also, Jim in New Wilmington has the correct answer as well. Jim in Crafton Heights got it. So did Russ in King, North Carolina. And that gets us up to date as we play Guess Who. I think there is one other one. George in Franklin. I think I mentioned his guess before, of Larry Richard. 412-200-5975. Good luck to you as we play Guess Who. And our Guess Who answer today, did you get Linda Ronstadt? Linda Ronstadt. Congratulations if you came up with her. Here she is with Aaron Neville.
Hey.
from the album Duets. That's Linda Ronstadt. Today's Guess Who? And it was back on today's date that Linda Ronstadt had a top hit today in 1975, When Will I Be Loved, a big hit for Linda Ronstadt. That same year, do you know what you were doing in 1975? Were you listening to the radio? If you were, you might have heard Love Will Keep Us Together by the Captain and Tennille, which it did not, incidentally. Wildfire by Michael Murphy. And Trying to Beat the Morning Home by T.G. Shepherd. Now, this 4th of July weekend, a public service announcement.
There are songs about Montana and New York and Indiana, but the song the nation patiently awaits is the song I now will bring you as I clear my throat and sing you a love song to the whole United States. I love you. District of Columbia, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Alabama, South Dakota, North Dakota, Minnesota, Oklahoma, West Virginia, California, Georgia, Texas, Maine, Mississippi, Washington, South Carolina, Arkansas, North Carolina, Tennessee, Louisiana, Iowa, Nevada, Kansas, Arizona, Colorado, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, New Mexico, Ohio, Illinois, Missouri, Indiana, and Montana, Nebraska, Alaska, Pennsylvania, Florida, Wisconsin, Utah, Maryland, Kentucky, Oregon, Rhode Island, Idaho, Hawaii, and Vermont, Virginia, Delaware, Wyoming, and Connecticut.
There you've got Alan Sherman broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets Craig and Macon, Georgia's weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a network of great community radio stations and internet radio stations with streaming services, including Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, KRDP, Indie Community Radio Phoenix, Loudspeaker One, Fort Collins, Colorado, TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and slbradio.org/radio.
Well, it's a good day for singing a song, and it's a good day for moving along. It's a good day, how could anything be wrong? A good day from morning till night. And it's a good day for shining your shoes, and it's a good day for losing the blues. Everything to gain and nothing to lose, 'cause it's a good day from morning till night. I said to the sun, good morning sun, rise and shine today. You know you gotta get going if you're gonna make a showing. You know you've got the right of way, 'cause it's a good day for paying your bills, and it's a good day for curing your ills. Take a deep breath and throw away your pills, 'cause it's a good day from morning till night. Thank you. Good morning, sun. Rise and shine today. You know you gotta get going if you're gonna make a showing. You know you've got the right of way. Cause it's a good day for curing your ills. And it's a good day for paying your bills. Take a deep breath and throw away your pills. It's a good day from morning till night. Yes, it's a good day from morning till night. A good day from morning till night.
The Saturday Light Brigade, I think it's in a sense of the scent of a woman that Al Pacino sings that song. Am I right? I'm not a movie trivia person. I should have thought about this beforehand. Can you hear me looking it up? He sort of says, it's a good day for being... He sings the song. I'm pretty sure that's correct. In any event, that was from a new CD that I really like, Shelton and Williams. It's a good day. The song. We have a fun game for the fourth coming up, giving you a chance to participate shortly. Here's hoping you'll stick around for that.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Happy Independence Day!
I had made a reference a little earlier to the captain and Tennille. They remain good friends throughout their life, but they were divorced in 2014 after 39 years of marriage and sort of having lives on separate paths. So love sort of kept them together and sort of didn't, depending on the details, including Tony Tennille's memoirs. Ricky and I were talking about fireworks because, well, you know, Independence Day. And as we talked about fireworks, we did something we often do, which is to think about idiomatic expressions. And there are a lot that involve the word fire or variations
of the word fire. So if you can think of an expression that contains fire or a variation of it, here's hoping you'll share it with us now. We'll see how many we can collect. Examples that I thought of right away, but I'm not going to give away too many, included simply the expression, you're fired. Or great balls of fire, referring to the Jerry Lee Lewis hit. Stu writes, I almost missed this. We were talking about Linda Ronstadt just a few moments ago. July 1975, our family was on a trip to Ottawa. The New York State Thruway Authority had just raised tolls on I-90 days earlier, the moment we exited the toll booth. Linda's voice came out of the radio. I've been cheated, been mistreated. When will I be loved? 412-200-5975. So we are looking for expressions that involve the word fire, thinking about fireworks among them. There's one, if you're doing something a little dangerous or a little risky, they say this about you. There is always also if you want to motivate somebody, you might say that this is what you're going to be doing. And if you are already very motivated, they might say that you have this. Can you come up with any of those expressions? 412-200-5975, if you would like to share any of those with us. 412-200-5975. Thank you for being here with us for our time together on Independence Day weekend. We appreciate your spending time with us anytime, but especially during this weekend. Here are the Allegheny Drifters, recorded live.
I was born in Dixie in a boomer shack, just a little shanty by the railroad track. The humming of a driver is my lullaby, and a freight train whistle taught me how to cry. I got the freight train blues, Lord, Lord, Lordy, got them in the bottom of my rambling shoes. Blows, I gotta go. Oh, Lordy, I guess I'm never gonna lose a freight train blues. Well, my daddy was a fireman and my mama dear. She was the only body of the engineer. My sweetie is a brakeman and it ain't no joke. It's a shame of the way she keeps a good man broke. I got the freight train blues. Lord, Lord, Lordy, got him in the bottom of my rambling shoes. When the whistle blows, I gotta go. Oh, Lordy, I guess I'm never gonna lose a freight train blues. Well, airplanes and autos always leave me cold. The morning of a steeple never stir my soul. Only thing to make me want to navigate is a wildcat whistle on a southbound freight. I got the freight train blues. Lord, Lord, Lordy, got him in the bottom of a rambling shoe. When the whistle blows, I gotta go. Oh, Lordy, I guess I'm never gonna lose a freight train blues. Well, I guess I'm getting old enough to travel around. I've tried 100 times to stop and settle down.
Every time I find a place I want to stay, I hear a freight train whistle and I'm on my way. I got the freight train blues. Lord, 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 got them in the bottom of my rambling shoes. When the whistle blows, I gotta go. Oh, Lordy, I guess I'm never gonna lose the freight train blues.
There's Bernie Cunningham. That was live on SLB. June 11th, 2016.
For that performance. Well, we're looking for idiomatic expressions that contain fire. Chaplain Steve said, fire in the hole. Fire away, as in, it could mean a number of things, but I think about it in terms of ask me anything, fire away. Fire in the belly is what I was thinking about for somebody who is already motivated. And light my fire, Steve also had. Mike in Mount Lebanon knew that saying you're going to motivate somebody might be to light a fire under someone. And you can also describe somebody as a little spitfire, meaning they have a lot of energy. And if you're doing something very risky or dangerous, Mike and Mars points out that you are playing with fire. He also mentions getting people fired up and fire in your belly. Aline in Maine says, this girl is on fire. Rich in Edinburgh. Good morning, Rich. Fireplace, fired up, campfire. Commence firing, fireworks, firefly, and fire one. Some of the expressions. Oh, this is one. If you're taking a wild guess on something, they might say, you do this. It's sometimes used with shoot, too, rather than the word fire. Oh, and if you're going to make somebody meet his or her obligation, if somebody promised to do something and they're not doing it, you might say that you are going to do this. And if you've got too much to do, too many different things, they might say that you do this. This is the great Joel Mavis and the song American Patrol. Charlie has fire in the belly, all fired up, fire break, fire in the hole, and fire one across the bow. Jim in Crafton Heights has light a fire under somebody. Got fire in their belly, and passionate preaching is fire and brimstone. Very good. Russ says, out of the frying pan and into the fire. His dad used to say that all the time. That's one. That's a great one for the list. Barb in Oakmont has, he's a spitfire, she's a fireball, and to light a fire under somebody. And I think that gets us up to date thus far. Oh, here's a few more. Mike in Mount Lebanon has fire up the grill, firestorm, and fire into ice. Very good. So there's still a few that I gave you hints for. One is if you have too many things to do. And another is if you're taking a wild guess at something, you might say this. And then finally, what you might do if somebody is not holding up their end of a bargain or of something they promised. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234.
Saturday night, but wait for Sunday, pray that someday all that's hidden will be in the light. Sometimes I wonder if there are others feeling like I do deep in my heart, that my country's like a lover, but me and my lover have drifted apart. Now my lover's become a stranger, and I'm a stranger to this country I was born in. Am I still free? Can you tell me? And will anything be all right in the morning? I was born here, I'm a citizen. You might say I have a dog in this fight. The people with the money, they buy you whatever's getting in, but all that gold will never make it right. We got cell phones, we got the internet, but we don't seem to talk to each other anymore. And when we do talk, it sounds like we're selling something. No one's buying, 'cause we're all at war. The river's deep as it is wide, and that's the reason we don't hear the things we're trying to say. Send this message across the great divide, and if it reaches you, I hope we'll find you. Got the internet, but we don't seem to talk, and I don't know why. But I don't care how they try to spin it. We're not 9/11, we're the 4th of July. No, we're not 9/11, we're the 4th of July. No, we're not 9/11, we're the 4th of July. That kingdom come, that will be done, but I don't want to wait till we all gone home. Truth be told, justice done, but I don't want to wait till we all gone home. No, I don't want to wait till we done gone home. All alone on a weekend, nothing for Sunday, pray that someday all that's hidden will be in the light. All that's hidden will be in the light. Yeah, all that's hidden will be in the light.
That's Gina Forsyth here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Thank you.
Well, Mike in Mount Lebanon is on fire today. Mike knew that lots of irons in the fire is what I was thinking of for having too much to do. How about holding one's feet to the fire? That's what I was looking for when you have to make somebody honor their promise. And fire from the hip, but that's more often shoot from the hip, is what I was thinking of for that other variation, shoot from the hip or fire from the hip, for when you sort of take a random guess. Do you have any others? 412-200-5975. Oh, hold your fire if you need somebody, you know, to kind of slow down a little bit. Under fire is used as an expression if something is in jeopardy. You would say, this is under fire. Oh, our marching band director, if we would speed up the music too much as we played it, would always say, where's the fire? I never really understood what that meant, but as I got older, I realized he meant we were rushing away. So that's what that's all about. Oh, and the old song, Set in the Woods on Fire. There's another one. If you have any others to share with us, I hope you will. 412-200-5975. Oh, Charlie adds, where there's smoke, there's fire. That's a good one. And also firing blind or firing in the dark. That's another 412-200-5975. This one's from 2009, Bill Toms and Mark Reisman, live on the Saturday Light Brigade, May 2nd to be exact.
If you see my one true love, tell her that she was always in my heart, in that I can see no light, only my brother's voice keeps me alive. And I remember you on the 4th of July. You held my hand, I stood by your side. 4th of July. In that I never felt so cold. I served my country well, but the pain won't let go. In that I fight for breath, sinking into the night. This is where my journey is, and I remember you on the 4th of July. You held my hand, I stood by your side on the 4th of July. Disappeared and the cries have gone away. And Dad, when you think of me, remember the times when the sun shone so bright. Oh, remember me on the 4th of July. You held my hand. I stood by your side on the 4th of July.
They sound great, don't they? Mark Reisman and Bill Toms. 4th of July, live on the radio with us. Back in May of 2009. Fire Up the Barbie is one additional suggestion from Chaplain Steve. And I think we named all of our fire idioms. If there are any we missed that you might like to pass along, feel free to do so at 412-200-5975. Coming up, a story from the WQED Writers Contest. Also, some more songs for the holiday weekend. And we also have our Youth Express Hours. Stick around. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio. This story is by Libby, and it's called My Beautiful World.
My name is Libby. I'm 7 years old. I live in Upper St. Clair. And the title of my story is My Beautiful World. I love animals. When I grow up, I want to become a veterinarian scientist to help animals. Animals are unsung heroes. They provide more services to Mother Earth than any other species. Elephants provide water for other animals. Beavers combat climate change. Llamas guard farms. And rats detect landmines. Bees are powerful pollinators. Like humans, animals also need help. As a veterinarian scientist, I will create inventions that help animals. Using my viola, I will compose veterinary music that will help animals with chronic pain or recovering from surgery, and also help them sleep better. I will teach art to animals to control their emotions. I will teach karate to animals for self-defense against predators. I will teach animals soccer so that they learn teamwork. I will read books about kindness so animals don't hurt each other. I will build the best veterinary hospital and provide free medication. I will start a revolution so that every family adopts at least one pet. By taking care of pets, humans learn to love and care for others. The earth becomes one beautiful place to live when it is surrounded by love and care. Be kind to everyone on Earth.
What a beautiful story. We will have more next weekend from the WQED Writers Contest. Our pleasure to work in partnership with our friends at WQED Multimedia.
Happy 4th of July!
My working hands, the sea crossing turned my insides. We left to the sound of the marching band to sail at the change of the tide. When I saw Mary, her father said he was sailing across the deep blue for brighter new days in a promised land, and she would be going there. So I keep her in my mind. There's a picture on my wall. Oh, my love is in America. My love could be anywhere at all. Oh, how we cried on darkest night, with everyone leaving the land, the old generation just sitting tight, and all of us young bucks with plans. I am using the name of another man to get a job here for more pay. I will walk these strange streets for a better life.